who's really not trained to be a preacher does something else for a living, and he's not really good at preaching. Mm-hmm. What would you call him, or what have you heard?
Jack Lube preacher.
That's what I was interested in, yeah. Now, can you have a
Would you like a glass of water? I see your mouth's getting dry.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Can you have a jackleg anything else besides a preacher?
Lawyer. Mm-hmm.
Carpenter.
Jackleg
mechanic.
Yeah.
Flunky.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard any other word for a mechanic who's not too good or just does it on the side?
Shade tree.
Yeah. What?
Shade tree
mechanic.
Mechanic, sure. Okay. What about, say, if I had an uncle and his name was William, I would call him
Uncle Bill or Uncle William.
Okay, and if I had one named John, would be
Uncle John.
Okay, it's just from pronunciation. Around here, what do people call the war, you know, between the northern and southern states?
Civil War. War between the states.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called the Confederate War?
Confederate War.
What about the War of Northern Aggression?
No.
Never heard that.
All
right, this, in the Civil War, Robert E. Lee, do you remember what his rank was in the Army?
General,
wasn't he?
Okay. And this fellow who started Kentucky Fried Chicken, he's...
Colonel.
Okay. And the person who's in charge of a ship would be the...
Captain.
All right. And somebody who's in charge of the county court would be the...
Clerk.
Or who presides over it would be the...
The judge?
Sure. You need to give him?
Excuse me.
Okay. All right. And a person who goes to school to study would be a...
A scholar.
Okay. Or
a student.
All right. And a woman who types and files and answers the phone?
Secretary.
Okay. What about a woman who is on the stage or in movies would be an...
Actress.
All right. In our nationality, we're both...
Americans.
Okay. But here in the South, not too long ago, there were separate facilities, you know, restaurants and bathroom, one for the...
Black and one for the white.
Okay. As far as you know, what do blacks prefer to be called nowadays?
Black.
Is it black?
Black's beautiful.
Yeah, okay. What about words that you've used now or in the past besides black when referring
colored,
to...
Colored. Darkies.
Niggers.
Niggers. We weren't allowed to say niggers, though. Mm. Niggers. It was always darkies or colored people.
If you said nigger, one would get upset
about
that?
We'd get a whipping. We'd get a whipping is what we'd get.
And the person that you were talking to, would he get insulted if you called
Probably.
Him a nigger?
Yeah. Probably.
Have you ever heard of people around here who use the word nigger as kind of a neutral word? They really don't mean anything by it? When they say nigger, you know, they're not trying
I've
to
I've heard
insult
white
anybody.
People call another white person nigger. Just to be, you know, cute.
Do you still use colored when you're talking nowadays?
No. Not to, when we're talking to them, we don't. It's black.
Okay. What about if a black man wanted to insult a white man, what would he say, referring to his race?
Call him a honky, I reckon.
Okay.
I don't know.
What about the word redneck? Does that mean anything to you?
Well, I've heard it. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay. All right. The word cracker. Does
yeah.
that mean anything to you? What's that?
Well, he's a Georgia cracker.
Is that...
Sort of ignorant. Sort of a poor white trash.
Wouldn't be
so
a complimentary
to
thing to say.
No, it wouldn't be complimentary at all.
Do you have a name for a child that's born to racially mixed parents? One black, one white?
He's a mixed breed, all I know.
Do you ever use the word mulatto? Or do you hear it?
I've heard that.
Okay. Do you have any names for a black person who has real light-colored skin?
He's ginger cake.
Okay, ginger cake. Do you ever hear him called yellow or high yellow?
Uh-huh. High yellow.
High yellow.